Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
Blog Talk Radio.
We gonna let the band deal with this. In my A style. Oh, dude. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay,
they
what's
cat.
Up? Shut up. Okay, what's up?
Brand new 99 photo Volvo. I got a pocket full of weed. Smoke a weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my boys and boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
bigger
boy jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time I've been rolling chops, I'm done by one of my user friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hate the season it was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, cause I understand and they reason being. But I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, making plans for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up? Okay, what's up? Shut up, 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 okay, what's up? Shut up,
okay, what's the bad bitch? I've been real, been rich, been had this shit. Big, big, big house of shit. That's right, okay, I've been down with tricks. Okay, now make sense to me, cause if your money ain't right, you're speaking fresh to me. Miss Trick, don't play with me, or you can say Miss Bad, it's okay with me. You need to grant you speak to me. Okay, now you sure you wanna speak with me? Okay, you better be for sure, cause I done left this like you stuck before. Okay, you can bother me, since you got a hot knock, spend it all with me. Okay, I know what's up, okay, I ride, shut up.
Okay, what's up, shut up, okay, what's up, shut up, okay, what's up.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I am your girl, Miss Nikki Rich. We're getting it in this Friday night, Featured Fridays. We get it in every Friday. Man, we have a special guest coming through. We have none other than hip-hop legend Parrish Smith coming through. He's known from the group ETMD, as well as Don Mega Music will be on a little later. And we're excited, man. We're going to get it in tonight. You were just listening to Trick Daddy Shut Up. We had a chance to have him on this week, this past Tuesday. So if you missed that exclusive interview with Trick Daddy, all you have to do is go back to our archives and go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. I want to let all our listeners, first-time listeners, know that you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. And you press that 1, that let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest. And also, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. We just recently updated our site. We put all the info that you need to know about the Nikki Rich Show. We do have Nikki Rich Wear. So if you want to check out some Nikki Rich Wear and purchase, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com or you can go to NikkiRichWear.Spreadshirts.com. Also, we are live, podcasting live, that is, out of iTunes. So you can download that as well. And this coming Monday, we have another platform that we will be on. It is known as the College Underground Radio. So you have to check us out on the College Underground Radio. It's gonna be live. And the College Underground Radio has over 13,000 monthly listeners, along with they're in over 100 different countries. So we're looking forward to building with College Underground Radio. It's gonna be amazing. With, you know, the Nikki Rich Show and College Underground Radio, we're going to be invading the colleges. We're invading everywhere. So we're trying to get heard. You know, we're just building our brand. Right now, I want to go to some music. We're going to go to Babs of Making the Band, Heavy in the Streets.
We have in the gym, my homie banging on every chair. In the club, we be standing on every chair. Flamboyant, gotta switch whips every year. Copy that, copy that. Swag so original, no copycat. Niggas pumped on top where you find me at. I'ma need a heavyweight, where poppy at?
I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You can lie.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything. Car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on an everything. This lady, Bird Wine, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know. So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I hear is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dawg. I'm that what's that poppin', you that what's that floppin'. You not what they lookin' for, you not what they coppin'. I'm what's poppin' in Compton, I'm what's goin' in Florida. I'm what's sellin' in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know, they know.
Nikki Reed.
What's up, world? This is Nikki. Nikki Rich. We're getting in this Friday night. We have DJ Unique in the building. What's going on, DJ Unique?
Oh, man, you already know. We chilling, baby. What it do,
Hey, hey. I know you did an event last night. How did that go? Everything went all... Oh, I know you always rocking the house. How did that go out?
Man, listen, I'm going to be real. I'm going to let the world know, man. For real, man, Charlotte, anywhere in South Carolina, anywhere in the Dirty South, man, don't be scared to come out in the rain, man. For real, it was all right, man. It was a nice little spot, man, you know. But the rain, rained bad, so a lot of people didn't come out, man. Because like in New York,
yeah,
when it rains, that's when we come out. It's backwards back here. Snow, you know what I'm saying, 3 inches. They closing all the schools down. Come on, dude. We went to school from here from New York. We've been in school in blizzards. Come on, man, South, man. Stop playing.
Well, you know that's how we do. You know, it's the South. That's how it is. So what else going on with you? I know you're doing mixtapes.
Man, right now, truthfully, man, I ain't gonna leak it out yet, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's official. You know what I'm saying? How can I say it? I'm doing work with Nastasia right now from the Bad Girls Club. You know, that's all. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that's out there, man, hit me up on Twitter at DJ823. Right now, she's actually looking to do birthday parties. You know what I'm saying? This month, the end of this month, and the beginning of next month. You know what I'm saying? It's her birthday. You know what I'm saying? Club owners want to get Nastasia, Bad Girls Club, you know what I'm saying, at their club, you know what I'm saying, for a birthday party, just holler at me. And I'm just doing a lot, man, to the music. About to get ready, start doing a little bit of managing, stuff like that. I'm just real good, man.
And also, you know, I want to let everybody know that we're also going on another network. It's going to be, it's crazy, starting Monday, Underground. I mean, College Underground Radio is going to be crazy. It's going to be hot. So I'm excited about that.
You excited? I'm excited too, man. For real, man. Nigga, man, you know, I got super love for you, baby. You doing too much, girl.
Hey! Hey, we getting it in.
Man, you know what? I ain't going to lie, nigga. I fell asleep. You know what I'm saying? Something just told me to wake up. I said, oh, man, this time of Nikki Rich show. You know, because I definitely, man, for real, man, I had to come listen to my boy, man. You got the legend on the, be calling in, man. Shout out to PMV, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to. Because, you know, a lot of people don't know, he stay in Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been respecting him from back in the day. So, you know, I have to call in. You know what I'm saying? I got to hear PMV, yo. And definitely hear you on the air. I had to wake up, man.
Exactly. You know how it go. We have to do that sometimes. You have to get it. You have to wake up sometimes. But, yeah, you know, it's the Nikki Rich Show. We live right now out of Charlotte, North Carolina, getting it in as we do Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, it's that time right now. We got to bring in our special guest tonight. All right?
Okay.
We have the legend, Paris Smith, in the building. What's going on?
Yo, what up, Nick? Everything is going good. How are you?
Oh, man, Paris, what's good to do, man? You got missing on us, man.
What up?
Man, I see you in the city in a minute, man. You know I had to call in, man. I was about to sleep, man. I've been busy, man. I'm tired, man. It came up my head, PMD. I said, let me get up and call Nikki Rich, so.
Yeah, no question. I was out there pounding it 9 months, just covering the globe, different countries, different states, you know, just rebuilding hip-hop and getting rid of that whack rap.
Exactly.
No,
you already know.
Fast food gotta go.
Exactly. Man, you've been doing your thing, and, you know, we're glad to have you here. We welcome you here. It's been exciting. I know we've been building it up all weekend, you know, on Friday nights. We call it Featured Fridays, and that's we bring the hottest on Fridays, so we had to bring you in.
Yeah, no question. I like my man's intro. He said, yo, P went missing. Yeah, I had to go out there and get it and come back home.
Exactly.
You know? But now everything is good. The whole Hit Squad's back together. EPMD, Dos Effects, Redman, K-Solo, special guest Keith Murray. And, you know, we're going to start setting the tone 2012.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's
everybody
going to go down.
It's over. That's funny,
wow.
Man, because I'm like, if I was doing a little radio, independent, underground radio, and we had Keith Murray, you know, cause I was doing an old school mix on a little internet radio station, and as soon as he came in there, man, I was like, yo, man, what's good with PMD, man? He's like, man, you, I'm gonna buy Keith Murray. I said, nah, man, it ain't like that. But I said, cause I met PMD when he first came down to Charlotte, you know, and I lost contact with him, man. I like, that's my dude, man. You know, he real good people, man. And I asked him, was y'all getting back together? And he had told me that y'all was trying to get that back together. Man, that's a real good look, man. For real,
yeah.
Man. Because
now we're setting up, and the first show is February 24th, Best Buy Theater in Times Square, New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Just start bringing in. That helps underground, that helps pop, that helps radio, that helps merchandise. You know, it kind of, you can hear it in the music. Like, I just was listening to Styles P's album, The Hood, you know?
Right.
So people ain't scared to be themselves no more, you know?
Man, that's what it's about, man. You are definitely, EPMD is definitely a legend, man. I was like, and a lot of people that know hip-hop got to know EPMD, you know what I'm saying? Know you Paris, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, you never left, though, man. You know, a lot of people say hip-hop going, man. But like I said, man, I always see you every day because you in a classic movie, you know what I'm saying, called Juice. A lot of people don't know that, you know what I'm saying? You and Eric Sherman doing a little scene in the bar scene, you know what I'm saying? So I always get to see y'all, like, man, look at Paris. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm proud of you, man, dude, man, for real. Because, like, at the end of the day, man, how we met, you know what I'm saying, it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Came down to Charlotte to take care of his mom, you know what I'm saying? I ran to him in the studio, actually, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, I'm down here. My mom's down here. And I'm like, wow, that's PMD. A lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, like I said, hats off to you, man. Keep grinding, man. You know, you got my back 20,000, boy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I definitely appreciate that, man. Because, yo, that's the final approach, final landing.
Wow.
You know? And it's good because all the guys are on the phone, you know, and it's like, yo, wherever we've been, everybody's focused and just moving back towards that movement. And it's an underground movement. That's why when I first talked to Nikki, I was like, yeah, I'll definitely do your show.
Exactly.
Well, definitely, man. She told me that. She said, PMD. I said, PMD.
I'm a huge fan. Because, I mean, I just like your thing, Parish Making Dollars. That's what I'm talking about right there. Parish Making, I mean, that just says enough right there.
That's right, because that's what it's about. And especially, like, you know, most people think the world's in a recession. It's definitely not. It's, you know, it's the way your mind is and what you think is how it's going to come to you.
Wow.
But I'm
so
excited. The Green Eyed Bandit was together today. And, like, yo, we really coming now.
Wow.
You know, we really coming. Everybody's show, Dos Effects, will have the 40 Belows on for real. Like, yo, listen, y'all need to come out the sewer for real now.
Oh, man,
that's
going to be crazy.
Take me,
man,
all the way back. I mean, you just going back right there.
Yeah, so I know DJ Dice going to have his hand full now because I heard he's
That's my little
he,
brother. That's who put me and Red on the phone yesterday, you know? And the whole
man,
point
that's,
is like.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, Dickie Dice, he'd be holding it down. He's the one who actually put everything in forward in 2006 when I first came down there to Charlotte.
Wow.
And then. And then now he's on the road with Reggie, so, you know, we'd be polying back and forth. But the independent scene is incredible because, you know, the industry's gone, basically. You know, in order to get a deal or a video or something, you know, you got to give away all your publishing, all your merchandise, basically sell away your life. And then if you catch a brick with your album, they still own all your stuff. So that's why
wow.
I just went the independent route, you know, kept it
wow.
on the ground. Underground movement's moving instead of getting 60 cents. Yo, we sitting behind the $10 to $12. Now we just got to set our feet and keep all the stuff off us and hit those microphones, you know?
Man, true hip-hop, man. That's true hip-hop, man. That's going to be real. I'm excited about that, man.
I really do appreciate the energy because this is what it is. Not a lot made it, you know?
Right,
exactly.
Man.
And the thing about it is what people don't realize is people like you from, you know, even though they say, oh, back in the day, I mean, y'all made y'all name and it stayed. We got people nowadays, you know, they're here and then they're gone 2 years later. They sold X amount of records and, I mean, they really went hard and did their thing. But guess what? 2 years later, you be like, it's like a one-hit wonder, you know. So, I mean, y'all branded your name point blank.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. No question. And then also, too, if you don't have control of your career, then when, you know, the record company feels you over, then they pull the plug on you, you know.
Mm.
So exactly. You got to make sure you don't put yourself in a position like that. That's why the independent scene is definitely ready to go, you know.
And I think it's time, I mean, the independent, you know, just having your independent label, artists, all that, I mean, they really can take over right now. It's only a certain group of people, you can count on your finger how many people that's out, that's getting awards, that's doing what they do. So why not just go hard, go in, go hard, and just take over? It's so many people in the underground, you know, world of music. I mean, they can really take over right now. But,
right.
I mean, the mentality for the independent artists is I still got to get a record deal, you know? Even though I'm playing this independent
label. I too, because in the beginning, you know, it took a minute for them to get me to see that. So when you're on the other side, you don't know. You're making the music, you're touring, you're traveling. So you don't know until you really get out there and then you start getting into it, then it start clicking. Once you remove the middleman, you know.
Exactly.
And it's a lot easier to make moves.
That's true.
So that's why we're going to show up. We're going to lead by example.
Exactly. That is true. So have you been doing any conferences, showcases? Like, I know you've been on several panels, like the 2011 Mid-Atlantic Music Conference. Have you been doing that also?
Yeah, I've been doing it across the globe. I've been doing it in New York, been doing it in Massachusetts, and it's big overseas too, like in Germany and Italy,
mm-hmm.
you know, Czech Republic. Like, hip-hop is everywhere.
Yes.
You know, it's the universal language. Even if they don't speak the language, when I tell you they love the music, they love the music. So, you know, it's kind of like Motown. Motown was built in a recession. So, like, when the economy's bad, you know, people tend to come out and it becomes more than music.
Wow.
You know, you can't just go out there, yo, you got to chill. Like, you know, relax your mind, let your conscience. All right, peace, y'all. It don't work.
Man, you're the super grinder, man. Man, that's one thing I respect about you, Pete, man. You know what I'm saying? For you to be a legend where you is, you know what I'm saying? He's so humble, you know what I'm saying, man? And by the way, we miss you on the radio, man. A lot of people don't know, man. Paz was a grinder, man. He was doing radio and everything, man. He had me listen to the old school, because that's me. That's what relaxed my mind before I go to the club, you know what I'm saying? I listen a little bit of y'all, you know what I'm saying, man? It's a blessing to be 2011 and you still rocking, man. You know what I'm saying? So hats off to you, big homie.
Yo, I really appreciate you. And it was up to us, because if it's up to the mainstream, all they're going to do is just pump that, you know, the fast food rap. So it's up for the individuals and the actual artists to show up. And don't show off cornball status, you know what I mean? Hip-hop has been great to us all these years from the support from the fans. So it's up for you to take care of your body. You see the Michael Jackson situation. Mike just wanted to do the moonwalk.
Right.
But, you know, after you go through all of that stuff, and then before you know it, you get right to the finish line, and then you don't make it.
Right.
So we got to rep that right there, for sure.
And also, Parrish, I'm getting a tweet. I got a tweet from DJ Live, says, tell PMD I said what's up.
Oh, yo, tell him I said what's up, too. Yo, he's from my same town.
He just said what's up on my page.
Tell him I said big up.
shout out to DJ Live. You know he also a barber too, man, so you can check him out on North Tryon, you know what I'm saying? He got his own barbershop. You know what I'm saying? Live, that's my dude.
Right, tell him big up, big shouts, man. It's time to make power moves. 2012 is right here.
Hey Dad.
What up?
Hey Dad?
What up?
It is.
What is that?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Let's see the little man. Yeah, that's my little assistant right there. He keep me straight.
He keep you straight? Well,
oh, yeah, heck, but you know how you can get crazy with the music, the headbang every night? Yo, hold up.
Uh-huh.
Time out. I told you we was on the road for like 9 months. Like, when you choose your own destiny, you can book your tickets, you know, you book your room, you set your shows up. You don't sit back and wait for people to do something that
no.
you can actually do yourself.
Wow.
So
you heard it here.
You know? And it's there.
Wow.
It's like you don't need a, you know, Travelocity. They got everything there. So when these people put up the budget, you could either pay somebody to do it, or, yo, you could either learn how to do it yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Well,
right.
Paris, we got a couple of songs, and I got you guys to chill. And
okay.
In the track.
Yeah, big shout out to Roger Troutman.
Okay. But tell us a little bit about that. You know, I'm going back to the old. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you got to chill. That's basically our first single off of Strictly Business, you know.
Okay.
And that
mm-hmm.
started because my pops, you know, he used to be a DJ with Mr. Roy. And when I was 13,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to go out there, like, basically when my pops and his man went outside to do their thing, they left me on the turntable. So I don't know what I was doing 13 in the club. But I was on the turntable. More bounce came out. I just remembered being mesmerized. And it was older people on the dance floor, but I played that song like 20 times in a row. So then once we got older, you know, and we was able to get to the studios and stuff like that, that was one of the first songs that I looped up with the more bounce.
And
so
like,
when
I
listen to it, I still feel the same way, you know?
Exactly. Well, we're going to go to this is the group EPMD. You got to chill. And we live with Paris.
That's right. Yo, what up, hip hop? Shout out to the underground.
Mind, let the concert be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bend. D-E-I-C-K is my name I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a pump. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1, 2, I run down the line.
To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy, when you're rhyming I void, never sweating your girl, why pig, she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack, maintain them seas while the doubly max, always calm under pressure, no need to act ill, listen when I tell you boy, you got some show.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step. Make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a 9 in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows. Dish many faces and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But nevertheless they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's, no doubt the G rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to I kill. So believe me boy, you got the show.
Just heavy what I'm saying. No, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing. Seeing is believing. You catch my drift? I'm trying to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro. I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm a funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P of D, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoard.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Nikki Rich. We're getting it in with Parrish of PMD, 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. We also have DJ Unique co-hosting. We're going to go to the phone lines.
I love that, honey. That's my jam right there.
Man, what? You hear the DJ scratching in the background? You don't hear that anymore,
I know.
Man. You don't hear that no more. That's music, man. That's music.
That's the real.
I'm over here vibing, man. That's my dude, man. Paris, man. Keep it rocking, boy.
Yeah, no question. And we shot that video in the ice machine.
Wow.
Big ice factory. That was a real factory. We froze that day, but we got it off.
Yes. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got a 973-592. You're on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey, what's good? What's good, Ms. Rich? You already know who this
what's
is.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, for those who don't know, this your boy, Mega the Man. Calling in. I'm a pretty much a regular and whatnot on this show. And I just wanted to shout you out, you know what I'm saying? Miss Rich, you still, you know what I'm saying, you still hold it down, doing big things, pulling in the superstars and wanting to perish. What's good, son? What's good?
Oh, everything's good. Back on the grind, man, getting it done.
Oh, man, that's what it is, all day, man. I gotta truthfully say, man, y'all pioneered so much, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all pioneered, made me wait for so many of these. I don't know what to call them today, bro. I really don't. You know what I mean? But like I'm thinking back of when from the time of when I just heard that song, I'm thinking 40 ounces and Suzuki trucks and yo, my head went back for a minute, like, you know what I mean? But like, you know what I noticed about you dudes? Is that, predicted this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all predicted this the way that music is now, when y'all like dropped that song, the crossover. When y'all did the crossover, when you was talking these rappers crossing over, and now it's like, you know, you got a whole bunch of rappers running around with skinny jeans and, you know, everybody trying to be the, you know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to be the same, like you were talking about how, you know, the R&B type thing, you know, the crossover thing. And it's like, I think that destroyed it. Like, how do you see, what do you see in the future of hip-hop? I mean, I know it still lives. It lives with me. I produce. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I produce. Like, I'm like one of the hottest producers. I didn't say that, but I, you know, I think the people, the fans, they saying that. I'm one of the hottest producers that, you know what I'm saying, that ever even touched any software. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all over the web now. I'm very relevant. Very relevant. But where do you see hip-hop going to? Like, you see it turning around. You know how music has it recycles, you know what I'm saying? And, like, what I'm noticing is, like, you know how everybody doing the cookie cutter and that dun, 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 you know, the down south, the dirty south beat, everybody doing that. You know what I'm saying? Do you see it coming back around to the days, like, where it was, like, Kwame
and MC Light and Eric and Parrish and Public Enemy, and like everybody had their own particular, you know what I mean?
I think that's what it's doing now.
Yeah, this is what we're doing, but we're doing it on a super underground level. So I hear what you're saying. Yeah, in a minute. The reason why you haven't seen it is because the industry is adjusting, because they was pumping the rap. So you had to put yourself in a position where you get your own distribution, your own label. So now there is no A&R to tell you, like, the jeans got to be tight. Now, I mean, you know, you control your own destiny. So we seen in the beginning when it started, but, like, we just got back for Phoenix. We rocked with Kane and Slick Rick. You know, everybody's getting up, catching their wind. So it's going to be the same, but a little different. It's just the people adjusting to the business now, because the 360 deal was killing people. Like, yo, give your publishing up. Yo, give your merchandise up. Basically sign your life, you know, away. And if you catch a brick, we still own your stuff. So the only way to avoid that is by starting your own, you know, starting your own label, getting your distribution, because there's a couple of companies out there. And even if you don't go gold to platinum, like 20,000 records at $10 is still 200,000 grand.
And it's your money. It's not nobody else's.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely with that and whatnot, because, I mean, that 360 deal is just like, I mean, I think I heard you mention in Motown and things of that nature, man, and that's what it is. They tell you when to walk, they tell you when to sleep, when to wake up, you know what I mean? And all that. And they own everything. You know what I mean?
And the biggest problem is if you got a following and your people feel you, but in the business you can't come like you, then it's like that's a super conflict in interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, you coming with your right vibe, yo, you expressing your music and what you're rapping about to your people. So if you get in the business and they say, hey, well, this is not what's happening. All the radio stations playing this, so this is what we need you to do. And you do that, then when you get back to the hood, problem. When you get back to the stage, problem. And the only way to avoid that is, like, you know, with us, you know, we take the independent route. And when you're doing it and you bang it like that, the majors, they like it a lot better when you invest in yourself. That's when they come down and write that big check. Like, oh, word? You got your website moving? Oh, you doing shows? Oh, you moving some units? All right, yo, we're buying to that. But most people don't want to do that. They just want to go like, yo, give me a deal. You know, but once you got a deal, you have no control of your marketing, your promotion, your videos, nothing. You know, and it takes a second to really get that. You got to look at the past, like in the crossover. Still, I haven't seen one rapper living comfortably.
Right.
Even just like, you know, going places, performing. You know, they say you can perform here and you can't perform there. It's everything. It's like they got control all over you, you know. You can't do nothing.
Like, you know, when hip-hop first started, like you were saying, you, like, you know, Big Daddy Kane didn't sound like Slick. You know, Slick Rick didn't sound like Rob Bass. Everybody, even like with the Hit Squad, EPMD didn't sound like Redman. Redman didn't sound like Dos. Dos didn't sound like K-Solo. But now, because it's kind of channeled, everybody, before they even come to the industry, they're feeling in their mind, oh, this is what they're playing, so this is what I got to do. And that's not creativity, and that's not leading, that's following.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you can't be scared to do what you feel in your heart, because what happens if you are the one? You know, you could have had that hit right there, but because you went with the hype, you dropped that, caught a brick, over. All right, it's a wrap. Put your mic down.
Right.
Hang it up. Throw in the towel.
No, but when you come real and you do your shows, you ain't walking around lip syncing over your lyrics. Nobody want to hear that. Like, yo, come with your instrumental, and you know. Deal with your people. This is hip hop.
Yeah.
That's real.
So how?
Well,
would
thank
it,
you.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
How would the person go about? Because like I'm a heavy supporter of hip hop. You know what I mean? I mean, I started all the way back from Blondie, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put my age out there, but like from Blondie, Fat Five.
Well, first of all, music is timeless, so there's no age. But I'm listening.
What I'm saying, how would a person go about, like, because a lot of these companies, they don't take a lot of, solicited material or whatever. Like, if I wanted to submit some stuff to you, some music, I'm talking about rawness, I'm talking about hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? How would a person like myself go about doing that?
Well, if you wanted to get me, you know, basically, you know, everybody's on Facebook, so they'd be communicating through that to get the tracks. And another thing is that most of the big hip-hop events are promoted. So it's how you carry yourself.
Like, everybody got a million things on their mind and a million things to do. So when you post up on somebody you see, you know, they can't really hear what you're saying if you're talking. But you know, yo, have my CD together, you'll have my beats, have my information, have my website, have my number. So, you know, but most of us, when we do get to where we're going, we do throw the CD in.
Exactly.
Most people want to move their career forward. So if you got the hotness and the fire, trust me, they'll find you. And most of the new promoters aren't big. The new producers aren't big names anymore. All the big people in the hood getting the rawness because that's where it's at.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, like, you know, it's all on Facebook. Every time there's something going down in Manhattan, it's there. Oh, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. Yeah, I know. Listen, I know you only got 2 seconds. This is who I am. Here's my card. My CD is fire. If you feel it, just give me a call. Followed your career, and you might like that. Yo, they'll know right there, like, oh, shoot, let me throw this in.
Right.
Because without the hotness, nobody can get theirs off.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean? They got to come see you, the producer, before they could come back to the scene, the radio, get the spins, or come to the club and get the show.
Right.
So, you
and
know,
also,
no matter how you post it, you know, because a lot of people be posting, you know, stuff that's just not there, and they don't know, but they be like, oh, I got it, son, check this.
Yeah. And also, how I feel about that, too, you know, if I reach out to you or whatever, you know, and this is what I'm doing. This is my vision. This is my passion. If I'm reaching out to you and you act as if you won't, you don't, you know, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Huh?
What'd you say, Nick?
You there?
I said, I'm here. I was saying if I reach out to someone and, you know, and this is my vision, this is my passion, this is what I love to do, I mean, that's all I can do. If you're going to get at me, you're not. I'm just going to keep it moving. But I did my part.
That's correct. That's no different than Redman. We didn't look for Redman. We went and did a regular show working with the Club Sensation with Biz Mark. But Redman knew we was going to be there, so he was there on point, and he had his game together. The same thing with Dos Effects. We just went on our promotional tour for Business as Usual with Rampage and Gold Digger and all of that. And then Dos Effects showed up to the battle that we was hosting, and they had their music, so once we left, we was able to throw it in and be like, yo. So it's all about being on point and having your stuff, so when you do run into somebody, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody.
Right.
But when you got the fire, the hotness, yo, Nicky knows how to get in touch with me.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Enough.
And we need fire. Look at the camp. Like, we up. We're going to do a headbanger, too. You know, this is it. EPMD, yo, let's go. The pressure ain't on us. They got the beats and the music. Yo, y'all know how our albums sound. Y'all know what we represent.
Exactly.
So get rid of that thinness. It's already messed up with the Pro Tools because the tape don't sound warm like the 2-inch.
Right.
So we need that bottom. We need that Styles P vibe. I heard Style P album. Yo, that's, you know, okay, he did him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can feel yourself. No different than when we didn't even have a contract. In fact, Eric and I was the last one to come in behind Kane, Slick Rick, MC Light, Big, you know.
You
know,
y'all
music is hot and there's no age because it's timeless.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why we're here. We appreciate y'all in 2011 heading into 2012. Like, yo, this is what it is. And we predicted it. You're right. In the crossover and in rap is out of control.
Wow.
That's true.
You know?
Exactly.
God has a plan, and when you stick to it, yo, you come through. That's all it is. You don't want to get out there in front of your people. And even if you ain't a producer, even if you ain't a rapper, on the executive side, you've seen there was Rush Management, Schumer Management, and all the other stuff that followed behind that. There is no right or wrong way in hip-hop, so who's to say what's right and wrong?
Right.
Like, look at Dos Effects.
It might be people ahead of somebody, you know, might be a few steps ahead or might know the people that you think you might need to know, but the thing is those probably, you know, sometimes we force things, but, you know, not saying nobody is, but I'm just saying sometimes we force things, and I know I got a chance to listen to Tyler Perry, one of his videos. He has the inspiration video corner. And he was saying, you know, at the time he was doing all his underground plays, all the Madea plays and everything. He said he was coming in contact with, like, head people, big people. But it wasn't meant for him at that time to, he was like, man, why can't I get on like so-and-so, or I'm coming in contact with all these people, I can't get on. And, you know, at that time, it wasn't meant for him. But he said when it was his time, he went in and he just made so many deals. And that's how it be.
Yo, right. And you're so right. The same with us. Like, after 92, when we left Def Jam, we've been on the independent scene. We've been practicing for years. It wasn't our time. Now, because we practice so much on the underground, when the lick does come, you prepared, you ready.
Yeah.
It took Prince, like, Prince's sixth album, Purple Rain, came. There's five we didn't even hear. If he said on the fifth one, you know what, that's it, we wouldn't have never got Purple Rain.
Right.
You know, so you got to know. You can't be around people. You see us, you know, we say it in the music. It was the fame and everything. Yo, we told the people, like, yo, you can't do it. You can't make it. What are you talking about, son? So we could have been like, oh, yeah, you're right. Or like, yo, man, you got to chill. It's
right.
My thing. You're a customer. So what you saying? Big payback. I'm mad. Rampage. Like, you know, you get to express how you feel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, so this is what it is, and this is what it's been our whole career.
Right.
You know, like I said back then.
It really is a constant grind. Y'all had a constant grind. You know, when people say, oh, you've been gone for a minute, but it'd be like you steady working. You just, it might seem like a break, but you really not on break. You still working. You still pushing. And that's why you here in 2011.
Right.
So it wasn't no break and no.
Don't mean we ain't out there. Like,
I was
on the underground. Like when you say Rock the Bells, that's 60,000 capacity sold out every night.
Wow.
You know, but you're not going to hear about that because that's super underground. But there is 60,000 people who walked out of their house to come represent.
Right.
You know, and think about that. So who cares what anybody thinks to say? 60,000 people, let's get this right. Okay, you sell 20,000 CDs that night at $10 a pop. Okay, that's 20,000. Okay, you sell 20,000 T-shirts times 30. That's 50,000. Okay, we have 70,000 in one night, and we're not even going with what we got paid for the show? And don't pull out a DVD. Can't even keep up with the math when you blessed like that.
Right. Right.
So it's really how far and how long you can go. That's why Mike needed the milk.
Yeah. You're right.
That's why he needed it. It wasn't like he was an addict or nothing. He's like, yo, to do the moonwalk every night, I got to come back and get that surgery-type sleep.
Right.
I just need somebody to monitor. And then the hype and everything, people don't do what they're supposed to do. Next thing you know, luck.
Right.
I'm Rob Mary's in the OJC. Let me stop, because we're live.
Right.
You so right. Well, thank you, Mega the Man, for calling in. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mega the Man. Yo, you chill, man.
No question. No doubt, man. Keep
I want to hear those beats. So make sure you get in contact with Nikki so I can get those beats, because you know what we need.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you need, bro. I'm going to cook something up specially just for that.
Okay, something between this, my thing, you got to chill, and so what you saying? That's what we need.
I got you, but I'm going to bring it up to date, though. Like, I'm going to bust these children.
Exactly.
They're not ready,
right.
Bro.
The 2012 version.
Yeah. It's going to speak for itself. So, hey, so I can revamp them? You saying I can revamp them?
Oh, yeah, yo, do you.
Oh, I'm about to revamp them, damn. I'm about to pull something
out. No, chop
like,
up. You see how BMS came with Get At Me, Dog? Look what that did. $4 million.
All right. Yeah, let
yo,
me
Jay-Z
me,
picked this up, was like, yo, why go there when I could take this and say, ain't no, they ain't right. Yeah, there it is.
All right, so I got a green light on it. Nikki, I'm going to keep you posted. Thank you so much, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me the opportunity to speak to this brother and to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's a privilege just to be on the show in general. You know what I'm saying? You know, you a superstar in your own right, Nikki. You think Ms. Rich?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, peace.
I mean, but thank you. And yes, it's a constant grind, man. We live here with Parrish at PMD, man. We're getting it in. You speaking this knowledge, and we're glad you're here tonight so people can hear. There's so many people tuned in right now. It's crazy, and we're just so glad to have you. And, you know, talking about the industry, this is what people need to hear right now.
Right, no question.
I mean, it's crazy. We getting it in.
Yeah,
because,
and the truth
of
that is, this is how we live and this is the way we think, and that's so important to let the people know that. Like, yo, you can't sit back and wait for somebody. You can think your manager's your manager, your record label's your record label, go into the meeting, fool you, gas you up. By the time you get to your car and start it, they threw your CD in the garbage. Now you going home thinking
right.
You really did it. You ain't do nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, we got some more callers. We got a 732-882. You are on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
What's happening, Nikki Rich? This is KM. Right now, I'm actually in New Jersey. I should be in New York working in the studio, but I took the time out to check in on the radio because somebody who I've had the opportunity to at least share the stage with over at the Rocksteady anniversary several times, I just wanted to call in and say what up to. So, Parrish, what's happening with you, brother?
Yo, everything is good. How you?
I'm blessed, man. Working hard, doing everything that I have to do, man. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I was in the midst of leaving out the door, and then somebody from 106 and Park, a friend of mine, DJ Live, had retweeted something from, I'm guessing, the Nikki Rich show. And when I saw the name Parrish, I was like, oh, I got to call up just to give respect and show respect to the big homie. Because I definitely, as young as I am, you know what I'm saying, like I definitely was brought up on a lot of EPMD, so it's just, it's just always right whenever there's an opportunity to speak and show love and appreciation. I always take that opportunity. So,
yep.
Love things, especially for me, you know what I'm saying, even with my whole battling on 106 and everything like that and doing shows here and there, like I definitely still carry a lot of technique from listening to y'all, man. I mean, I think especially for every ball player in the world, I think Crossover has to probably just represent everything, period, just because of the name itself. And then for every rapper who's doing their thing independently, like that song,
right.
Like really, it really defines a lot of us independently. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's big, man, because we just want to let the people know that what you believe and think is going to happen. And one thing that y'all have here in this era that we didn't have was technology. So with all of this technology, yo, I mean, like, you could drop a single. Before we dropped a single, we used to have to go out there and promote it every state, every country, carry the crates. Now if you have a super hot single, all you got to do is upload it, and it's in Brazil, Czech Republic, Germany, you know, Alaska, Tahiti.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, even with the battle scene too. Like when I was 16, I was battling for cats that filmed that came all the way from the UK to film battles, and then all of a sudden I find out, you know, a year later they've been aired on MTV Europe and MTV UK. And it's like crazy. Like the age that we're in, especially for artists that are trying to get on, like. I think a lot of people always have the misconception, like, you know, what do you feel about this new era, you know, in music, and is it really hurting? And I'm like, yo, I think it's actually helping if you just take and use what you have right in front of your eyes, and make the best of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
right.
Correct. And now there's not no big people talking about, yeah, cross over and you be good. It's on us now. You know, it's up for us to make sure this music heads in the right direction that it's supposed to head for the generations behind us. Because if you start with King Tim III, you start with Grandmaster Flash, if you start with Run DMC and Jam Master Jay, they preserved the music, so we had a shot, had fun with it, and then passed it on. And then the people who's coming up now, they supposed to take it to another level, so the generation's behind that, you know?
No, exactly,
you gotta,
man.
Malcolm, you got to connect this to the Martin Luther Kings, you know, all of these people. These people really work, so we can be here in the future doing this.
Right,
so with the tight pants hanging and the whackness and the wilding and the showing the hiney is like just is disrespectful for the ancestors who came before us. Not to go there
right.
Like that, but we hearing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I just seen a special on HBO with Harry Belafonte. I didn't know it was like that.
Right.
So it's like, oh, so basically what did we learn?
Right. Here the main topic, though, Pete, man, for real, on the real, about the situation with the music game to the person who's on the phone. Like I tell everybody, man, you know what I'm saying, technology is cool and all that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even that. It ain't the industry. Hip-hop was never dead. I think it's the DJs, you know what I'm saying? Because DJs control the whole scene, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm really politicking, like, on the DJ scene. Because when I came out in the era, like, I started when I was 16. I'm 34 right now. You know, so I was looking up to PMD, EPMD, and them. That was real music to me. And now, right there, we were going so hard with the crates. Now all of a sudden, they got the computers. The DJ can be DJing in the club, be partying with the people while the music's still going on, man. You know what I'm saying? So DJ stepped the game up, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. It ain't even...
I mean, he needs to follow his mind, not get caught up in what other bumps, Giddy. What's that?
Yeah.
Then when the right DJ was like, are you crazy? And started spinning it, then everybody was like kind of feeling left out and had to jump on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you got to know in your heart. Same thing with Q-Tip and Vibrant thing. They said, it's never going to happen. Q-Tip picked up.
Parrish, man, you are an inspiration to so many artists and people out there, and it's amazing, you know, people calling in and just, you know, showing so much love. And, you know, it's true what you say. Everything you are saying and have told us today is so true, and people need to hear it. They do.
Right, no question, Nick. And, yo, we've been studying this, and now there's nothing in our way, so we're coming with it for real, and we're just happy that the people are tuned in.
Exactly. So, you know, what else we can expect from you guys in the near future?
Well, definitely getting busy on the independent scene, definitely dominating the tour scene, because when you dominate the tour scene, you know, you're with the people every night, you're right there. You get to hear where they're coming from, what they want to hear and stuff like that. So that, through the shows alone, puts you right back in front of the people. Like some people go try to hit the studio and go do an album. That's not cool. It's like if you go on the road and you tour, then by the time you come home, you're ready to do an album.
Wow.
So, you know, the whole big thing is we're just working on keeping the brand name super tight.
Are you going to do anything in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely home base. There's no question. You know, you don't want to give away the plan because cats be biting. You know how that go.
Oh,
They got the chill.
Yeah. You know, big shout out to Trackman. Yeah, we in super stealth mode, and we got a plan.
Okay. Most definitely. I look forward. It's going to be crazy. Now, in case anybody wanted to book you for any events or contact you, you know, Facebook, Twitter, social media, how could they contact you?
They can contact me through pmdslowflow@gmail.com, or I'm on Facebook under Parrish, P-A-R-I-S-H, P-M-D, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay. And what was that first website again?
It's Parrish, P-M-D, Smith on Facebook, and then the website is parrishsmith.com.
Okay, parrishsmith.com. And they can also contact you right there, right?
Yeah, right there.
Okay. parrishsmith.com. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
For those who want to know.
Time to pick this up, pop, and get it right.
Also on Facebook, I'll be adding you on Facebook as well.
I'm about to do that as soon as I get off the line, dude. You know I got to get in contact with my homie.
No doubt. You came with the energy early.
Man, come on, Travis, man. I was asleep, dude. I said, PMB, I had to text Nicky like, yo, what time PMB come on? I got
there. I was in the hood and I was moving all around, but I had to keep my eye on the time because it's time.
Exactly. I know that's right, man.
I was in the middle. Somebody was talking to me and I just started dialing the numbers like, yo, check one, two, it's time to go. You know?
Man, but it's been real. I mean, I hope you don't be a stranger to the Nicky Rich Show. You're welcome to come back anytime. It's been real tonight. I really enjoyed it tonight, and having you on is just an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you, and I so appreciate it. Anytime you need it, Nick, just hit me up. I'll come sit right in here because we're only going to grow, you know?
Chicken. We got the chill. Hey, man.
For music.
Make sure you get in my contact, Miggy, also, man, because, you know, I got chopped out with the big homie, man, because, boy, but EPMD, man, there's a legend on the phone, y'all, world.
Huh?
I said, man, they don't know it's a legend on the phone right now, dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Paris, man, just keep on rocking and rolling, man. You know you got my support, man. You know what I'm saying? Real DJ break real artists, man. You know. I'm spending it everywhere I go. You know, I even be in, like, a little high school joint, stuff like that. So I be trying to tell people, man, like, the industry is just so different right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I get my guidance. Like, y'all my vitamin C, you know what I'm saying? So just keep that music coming, man.
I definitely will. And for the listeners, MCs out there, you better stand clear. EPMD is a world premiere from New York, Straight Talk, America's Best. Kawhi Long Island's where I rest. Believe that. And now we up with the itch. Yo, PMD, cooling with Nicky Rich. That's how it's going down.
Freestyle, stop playing.
Yo, don't get me started because I'll go in right now, but I'm going to chill because I got to fall back, you know, with my little assistant right now. But, yo, this was one of the great interviews, you know, in 2011, real underground, so I know where I'm at right now. So I tell all those people just keep believing in themselves.
That's what it do.
So, yeah, Nick, you there?
I'm here. I said, okay, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
No doubt, yo. Big up.
All right. Thank you so much. My phone keeps going in and out. You know how them iPhones do.
Smart,
yeah, no
yo,
doubt.
Smartphone.com, man, too smart, Nicky. You know, I got you back there, though. You know, I got you. I got verygoodsignal.com. I got you.
Oh, no, right.
Yeah, I think it keeps pressing the mute. You know how that go.
Yeah, got you, Nick.
All right, well, you be blessed, and thank you again.
Okay, y'all take care out there.
PMD, you know, I got you, homie.
Okay, no question, fam. Yeah. They can give you my information. Hit me up on the text.
Okay, that's what
I will. I definitely will. All right, you were just listening to legend PMD Parrish, Bacon Dollars. Come through, man. That was hot. It was major. Space from Connect. We're going to connect him with DJ Unique. We know Negative Man came through with the beat, so... I mean, we're going to get it in tonight, man. We're going to make some connects. It's crazy
Nicky,
out here.
Nigga, you got, what do you have these artists on GPS or what? Man, how you be finding them, man? How you be finding them? Can I get a little bit of that sauce juice that you got? Who you finding? Come on, man.
Well,
y'all,
I'm about to play this. I want to play this Let the Funk Flow, all right? We're going to get to this, and then we're going to come back to that.
Hey!
Blast off, and off we go. We used to take a fast, but now we take a slow. I would say bon voyage, but I'm not leaving. I don't want to go, but the girls keep scheming. So all I will say is that's fine with you, but I won't leave until the party's through. So while I'm here, let me get funky, feeding for the rhyme. Like a four-deuce junk, put the pep in your step, just line your glide. EPMD number nationwide. While the bass is steady pumping and the beat be like thumpy, like thumpy. Use your cool, then you start jumping. You're out of control and I'm right on track. A second later, I work a bone at your back. To mess with the two is to mess with hot water. You like a hang, torture then slaughter. Or sucker MC, super seether and true. E says, let them slide, I'm in the mood for dishing and dismissing. All those who don't listen, real and ones is in as if we was fishing. It's an 88, no wait, I think it's too late cause an 87. Your bit on the old base. So let the funk, let the funk, let the funk. Homeboy, you in the danger zone. When the brother P&B's on the microphone, the slow momentum of my body.
Yeah. Did the remix.
Same old, just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house. Baby need the shoes, okay. Times are getting hard, okay. Hard. That's what I'ma do.
What's that?
I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch in her earth off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced that lock, y'all. And I think her name was Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the new Franklin. Ain't talking Aretha. My league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pocket. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this beat every week. But you ride around with that rocket. Go walk back to my household. We the best, be that loco. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero. No, so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, Kim Wasabi and B. Lee Ross. We did party cause it's the same old. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house. Baby need some shoes, shoes. Times are getting hard, hard. That's what I'ma do.
Never know when I slide up. 19 in my Nina. Red dot when I ride up. 100 deep in that KOD. King of diamonds, that's me. No, you can't hit my beat. Choppers only think free. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody text this preacher. Straight dropping my beaker. Ace knock in my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. They got me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I D12 Jetty. Jet blue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess embedded.
Yeah.
Same old brick, but it's different. Yay. Yeah, that's candy paint on my 7 tray.
Same old sh. Just a different day. Out you trying to get it each and every way.
Wait,
mama need a house.
House.
Baby need some shoes.
Shoes.
Times are getting hard.
Hard.
Guess what we gon' do? Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard.
Hard. Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard. Hard.
Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard.
Close mouths don't get fed,
yeah.
On this boulevard.
Okay, my black card in my pocket, riding around in a Gotti. Dripping off of my boxes, I ain't got time to be boxing. Got a red bone, she look trapping. If she f*** me right, then she shopping. Young money, we popping. I eat these rappers, Anthony Hopkins. See that V-neck, that's polo. Grilled up like Ocho. Chuck Taylors with no socks, you chicken, pollo. Live on Sundays, King of Diamonds Monday. Swagger just dumb. Call it Kelly Bundy. Got a big house with a backyard. Fish tank with sharks in it. Real, I'm authentic. I'm she sharp when they got a bell. To be bartending. Couple homies that gangbang. I get on anybody track and hit the with that Wayne train. Free rider, T.I. Sue to the beehive. Got a G6 and a G5. You 'cause you
feline. Don't stop the party, we be getting all it. Whoa, Kim and Sabi, I'm with Matt Fugas and Molly, cause it's the same old shit, just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every week.
Wait,
mama need a house, baby need some shoes. They want that car to fold, baby coming soon.
Same old shit, just a different. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house, baby need some shoes. Shoes, times are getting hard, hard. That's what I'ma do. Hard.
Nikki Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We've been getting it in tonight. Wow, we had Parrish of PMD come through. And you are right now listening to the Nikki Rich Show on the Underground College Radio Network based out of Chicago. And on Monday, we're going to get it in. We're going to be full-fledged on the College Underground Radio. It's going to be hot, y'all. So you gotta stay tuned. You got to go listen to the College Underground Radio. We're on two networks now, so we're getting it in. Major shout out to those guys, Steve, College Underground Radio, out of Chicago. And I want to let everybody know that we just trying to step it up a little bit. We're trying to expand, build each other's brand, and really get it in. And God is so good. He's working with, you know, he's giving us, you know, people to put in your life to, you know, help each other get to where they need to be. And, boy, that College Underground Radio Network is jumping right now. So we're just building both networks, and we're going to grow, and, you know, we're going to blossom. So y'all just stay tuned. The Nikki Rich Show is on air Sunday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go back and listen to our previous shows. This past week, we had on Ken Lawson, Shoddy the Comedian. We've had Trick Diddy come through. Yesterday, we had Stuntman of D4L. We had Stuntman. We had Slim Calhoun of the Dungeon Family, as well as Roland Bishop. You know, Roland Bishop, he is the voice of the Gargoyles, the cartoon. So it's really been amazing. We've really been getting it in this week. And tonight we ended it with Parrish of PMD. It's been amazing. So y'all just tune in Sunday through Friday. And we're steady grinding. I'm Nikki Rich. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, or you can follow the show at Nikki Rich Show. And, you know, we here. We're on Facebook. You can like our Facebook page at the Nikki Rich Show, or you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. And we do have our Nikki Rich Wear. You can go check that out at NikkiRichShow.com if you want to purchase a T-shirt, a coat, a sweater. We even got pocketbooks, umbrellas. We have it all. And it's, like we say, Nikki Rich Wear, and that is also at NikkiRichWear.Spreadshirts.com. Go check us out right there. But we're winding things down tonight. We want to thank all the listeners that tuned in, all the people that was in the chat room. Major shout out to Millennium coming through, showing some love. And as always, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end it early tonight, guys. And I end by saying God bless. God bless you all.